53, Committee on Commerce, Department of Revenue and Regulation, Access to Health Provider Networks. Okay, Mr. Moses.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. Senate Bill 53 deals with what we call provider networks. These are the kinds of things that you maybe have seen on TV or saw in newspapers or over the internet, where you are contacted or accessed and saying, hey, we can provide a discount for you when you go to the hospital, go to the doctor, get your pharmaceuticals. You might save 30% to 50% if you sign up with our plan. Sometimes they disclose they're not insurance, other times they don't. Some are relatively modest in price, others can be kind of spendy. Sometimes you have a real network of providers in South Dakota to access, and sometimes you don't. There's been a number of concerns raised from consumers, complaints received by our office. I believe the Attorney General's office has also received contacts from consumers asking for assistance on these plans. And right now, under current law, they're not regulated. They're not registered or anything. What Senate Bill 53 would do would be to set forth some things that these discount plans would have to do. One of them would be to register in the same way we do with PPO networks, for instance, so we know who they are and that kind of thing. Also provide for a so if somebody is dissatisfied with their network, once they get in this thing, that they can get a refund of their premiums if they do so within 30 days, that they can actually have a list of providers so they know if it's a good buy for them, is their local doctor or hospital in the plan. So these people will be able to actually understand what they're purchasing. We have been in contact with the organization that these discount plans have called CHA or Consumer Health Alliance. And with your permission, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to talk about an amendment that I have. They had a number of concerns about the bill as originally drafted, and we worked with them on an amendment to try and address a number of the concerns. A number of them are purely technical, but I would like to hit some of the highlights of what we're trying to do. They were concerned that the advertising requirements were overly broad and would bring in some insurance type things that really did not apply to them. So we amended it to cross-reference only those sections that would clearly apply to discount plans and not solely to insurance type products. They were also concerned about the network adequacy provisions, and we agreed to make it a disclosure only requirement, not a filing of a network and approval by the Division of Insurance. Also, they were concerned that they were being singled out for filing an approval by the insurance companies that had these benefits associated with the discount plan. So we made that language so it applies to all blanket policies, whether it's through discount plans or otherwise. And finally, we clarified some of the language on the when the contract could be enforced and when the free look period would start. We believe that addresses the vast majority of the concerns that the CHA had on this, although we know that there are still a couple of outstanding concerns. But we think that this bill with the amendment would address the consumer protections and amend the thing in a manner so that these discount plans still could offer here in South Dakota. And then finally, if your permission, I believe there is one more amendment that a different organization, if I can, Wellmark had a concern that the exception was just too narrow, that it only applied to health benefit plans. So there's another amendment that would also include Medicare supplement policies, which also sometimes have discount prescription aspects to it. And we're supportive of that amendment as well. So with that, I would close, and I'd be glad to answer any questions and hope you would adopt both amendments and the bill. Thank you.
Okay, questions to the committee for Mr. Moses. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Randy, on that, can you tell me How many of these plans are out there? What prompted this? Was there abuse that was turned into you and felt this was needed?
Yeah, we've had a number of people contact us, anywhere from agents to consumers. We know the Attorney General's office has had difficulties trying to help people out that they've been contacted. So it is in reaction to the public contacts that we've had. As far as the number of them, we have a list from the organization. I believe it had approximately, I'm guessing about 50 members, and there may be some other organizations that are not members. So the grand total of how many are out there, we're not sure. This would at least require them to be registered to be doing business in the state, so we know who they are and how many there are.
Good, thank you. Senator Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Randy, as I understand it right now, presently they're not required to provide a list of participating suppliers.
That is correct.
And this bill would remedy that?
That would remedy that. Would require disclosure to those customers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions for the committee for Mr. Moses? Further questions? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Moses.
Thank you.
Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 53? Further proponents of Senate Bill 53.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Charlie McGuigan with the Attorney General's office, and we support Senate Bill 53 as a piece of consumer legislation. As Mr. Moses testified, our Consumer Protection Division has received some complaints concerning these discount providers. And the biggest problem we have when we get a call from a consumer, and as you know, we encourage consumers to call us if they think a deal is too good, because we would prefer they call us beforehand rather than getting involved with something that's a problem. And our biggest problem that we've had when we get the calls from consumers is our ability to tell whether this is a legitimate program or it's a scam program. And we think the creation of the list is going to help us provide that service to the consumers, because now when we get a call on our toll-free number, we're going to be able to say whether that is a plan that is registered with the Division of Insurance or whether it's a plan that has not registered. We also believe that it provides some basic consumer rights and consumer information. It gives them the ability to get their money back within a set period of time. And finally, we have had some problems. We did take an enforcement action against one company. We had about 20 complaints concerning that company. People paid in and got absolutely nothing back in return. By the time we tracked that company down and found out they were in Canada, they had pretty much disappeared completely. And so there was no ability for us to get any of the consumers' money back. So the other thing we like about this bill and the registration process is when we do run into an issue and have a problem with a company, we're going to have the information we need to get into contact with them right away, and we're not going to have to spend a lot of time and resources trying to track them down. And so for those reasons, the Attorney General's office does support Senate Bill 53, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions to the committee for Mr. McGuigan. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So you're saying right now that currently you've been able to prosecute, but you haven't been able to locate. It's been very difficult to work through the process because you don't know where they are. Is that?
That's correct, Senator Sutton.
Right.
Further questions from the committee for Mr. McGuigan? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. McGuigan. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 53? Further proponents of Senate Bill 53? Seeing none, are there opponents of Senate Bill 53? Opponents of Senate Bill 53? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 53. I'd like to remind the committee that we have two amendments. The first one that was offered was 53JB, and the second one was 53JA. Could I have a motion regarding 53JB?
I'll move.
Senator Broderick moves.
Second.
Second by Senator Schoenbeck. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The bill is so amended. The next amendment is 53JA. Would someone care to move that? Senator Abdullah, is there a second? Second by Senator Kelly. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 53 is further amended. Further action on Senate Bill 53 as amended. Further action on Senate Bill 53 as amended. Senator Schoenbeck moves do pass as amended, seconded by Senator Abdullah. Discussion? Seeing none. The Secretary will please take the roll. All in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Senate Bill 53 as amended.
Abdullah.
Aye.
Kelly.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Roderick.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
7 ayes.
7-0. Further action on Senate Bill 53 as amended. Senator Schoenbeck moves consent. Is there a second? Second by Senator Abdullah. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 53 is going to go on the consent calendar.